Her mom, Betty, came down with breast cancer. So Betty's third husband said to Ellen, I felt the lump in your mom's breast. I would like to do the same to you. This really screwed Ellen up. Ellen said, oh, incidentally, she's 17 at the time.
So he might have been checking her for lumps.
No, he wasn't.
Oh, he wasn't?
No, he wasn't. He made me lie down because he said he felt hers when she was lying down. It escalated to other things.
Oh, no.
Yes, that's right. So Ellen DeGenitals, that may be why she went to the other side. Who knows?
You never know.
But at least it's not one of those. Here's what I didn't get about this, is that normally, which is why I asked for this music, which is anything but sad, you hear about somebody being molested. You think there's seven or eight. Now, hold on. She's a big strapping woman now. And who's to say, a man, generally speaking, is physically more menacing than a woman. A man normally can win a fight against a woman.
Not real bright either for the father to do that when she was 17.
Yeah.
But she still withheld it. That's amazing. She must have been terrified.
I just, how can you, like at 17, if your dad comes into your room and says, hey, I just found a breast, a lump in your mom, do me a favor there, honey. Take off your shirt and lay down on the bed and let me give you a check. Wouldn't you say, hey, perv,
Dad,
you
know, this is weird.
Get out of here.
Dad, shut up.
Shut up.
I can't feel my lips.
So anyway, she's coming out with that. Oh, and the reason she's coming out with that has something to do with Anne Heche, because I guess Anne Heche was telling the story.
Well, it's funny, because I was thinking about Anne Heche when you were reading that. I worry about all this repressed memory stuff. It seems like
people with talk shows go nuts.
Roseanne kind of went nuts.
Right?
And who's the other one that went a little wiggy?
Well, Jane Pauley,
right. Jerry Springer.
Right, they're all nuts.
Montel is a little crazy.
Even Montel.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Montel's got, the MS or something like that?
Yeah, he does crazy shows, and he gets crazy.
I know he does. And then Ellen, I wouldn't want anybody to be in that situation, but I still can't figure that out. 17?
Yeah.
Daddy comes in, and you go, okay, this is normal.
Yeah.
I'm going to take my shirt off, and now Daddy's going to climb on top. How come, you weren't screaming at the top of your lungs?
I have trouble trusting when it is this late in the game.
Maybe she was screaming. I don't know. I just thought it was an odd age for that to happen.
And yes.
Odd that she would bring it out now. Let me just change the topic. Mike, what is the difference between Beatrice Arthur and an old shoe?
You can eat an old shoe if you have to.
That's right. Beatrice Arthur is returning to the small screen.
Oh, thank God.
Now.
Big applause for this room.
You're going to love this. Really you're going to love this.
Nudity?
On this show, it's possible. She has been cast as Larry David's mother. In Curb Your Enthusiasm. Now, you may remember, if you watch the show like we do, it's fantastic. Larry David's mother is dead.
Right.
She will appear to him only in dream sequences.
It can't lose.
Now, how great is that?
It cannot miss. Great.
How funny is that?
It absolutely cannot miss. that'll be funny.
Hold on.
Which means to me they're expanding the horizons for Curb Your Enthusiasm, which they need to do anyway.
Don and Mike show, hello.
The Houston Astros baseball player, Jeff Bagwell.
Oh, the guy's still playing the well game.
Yeah.
Bagwell.
Good one.
Thank you.
I love this new diet. I'm going to have a snack wool.
Oh, hold on. This is like the name game now.
Right.
You can't jump in afterwards.
No, but he started it up again.
He was
sorry.
He was funny, though.
Calling from Roswell, New Mexico.
Hello. Don and Mike show. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, this is Jim from Colorado Springs.
Yes, hello, Jim.
Yeah, it's nice to have you guys here. I've been waiting for years for you guys to get in our market.
Right on. Well, it's nice to be there. Where was it again?
In Colorado Springs, Colorado.
Beautiful. Gotcha.
Hey, you guys were talking about Carrie Underwood before, about she's gaining a little bit of weight.
Yes, her deviled ham.
Yeah. I just want to tell you, if she lived next to me, she definitely would be Underwood.
Okay, thanks.
I thought she was attractive as well.
Bye-bye.
Oh, I thought he was talking about putting her under the porch or something.
No, I get it. Mike, what he meant was that he would climb on top of her.
Yeah, and she'd be under, but it still doesn't make a lot of sense.
He'd be Ellen's dad and she'd be Ellen.
Oh, dear. Would we just tower over her?
I don't know. He's gone. Why don't I ask him?
Would she be in the shade?
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
Just calling from Severn, Maryland. I got a shout-out to California.
Yeah?
Got off work late.
and I was so glad to be able to catch the first 2 hours of the show on delay. It was real nice. I appreciate California today.
I don't get what you're talking about.
What do you mean?
How so?
When you were talking to that asshat from California and he just wouldn't answer the phone, I caught the first 2 hours of the show on delay. It was excellent.
Oh, he's saying, I understand.
Okay.
It's a long way to go. Please. Remember the guy we had on the air who wouldn't turn down his radio and pick up the phone and listen when we were trying?
Thank God for him, Buzz. Thank God.
See, this listener is saying that thanks to that, he was able to miss the first 2 hours that he'd missed before.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Thanks for explaining that, Buzz.
Certainly. It's worth it, wasn't it?
We used to have a very long delay, Mike. It's not as long now. So people shouldn't be calling with the long delay jokes because
true.
The delay is not nearly what it used to be.
Right side of my face is numb.
Are you getting a stroke?
Yes, right now. After that caller and that explanation, I don't know what to think
like
or make of it anymore.
Mike, it's a cold. Are you getting another stroke?
Thank you.
Did you have a nice stroke?
It's stroke.
Hi
there.
Like if you had a nice BM. Did you have a nice stroke?
It's a beautiful stroke.
Did you have a good stroke?
Stroke me.
Oh, God, where did I read this? Does it matter? About Burt Reynolds and Russell Crowe. Have you seen the movie that they did together, Mystery Alaska?
No.
About the hockey team?
I've never seen that movie.
It's a pretty good movie. Mary McCormick is in it. It's got a lot of good performances. I don't know what's the movie Russell Crowe's in, the boxing movie that's coming out with Nicole Kidman.
Right, I've seen it, but
anyway, they're doing, there's like, Burt Reynolds is doing PR for Dukes of Hazzard, and they bring up Russell Crowe to him, and they say, didn't you guys work together on Mystery Alaska? Now this is, I'm going to just read you the quote from Burt Reynolds.
Right.
He says, I love Russell Crowe. He's the biggest badass MF-er I've ever met.
Wow.
He was only allowed to go to one bar in the Alaska town that we were filming in since he had beaten up 32 people in the other bars. I avoided drinking with him as long as I could. Finally, he said, let's have some drinks. I slipped the bartender $100 before Russell Crowe got there. And I said, every other time you bring me a vodka and tonic, make mine just tonic.
Right.
After our 14th drink, Russell Crowe said, I'm thirsty. Let me take a sip of your drink, mate. Thank God it was the drink with the vodka. So Russell Crowe was having 14 cocktails.
Wow.
And even Burt Reynolds, who's got, you know, the liver the size, I'm guessing, Wyoming, couldn't keep up with him.
That is incredible.
He likes him. He really likes him.
I like Russell Crowe.
Yeah, so do I. Although that movie looks to me like, it looks just like Million. I know it's not like the same, but it looks like Million Dollar Baby.
The movie's done. I like movies about the sea. And I love Master and Commander. I think he is fantastic in that. He really, really is. If you play, you're not going to play the homo tape, are you?
No.
You were going for
just
it.
Just because it was a ship of all men.
No. Homo. Not a woman in the cast.
Not homo.
Not a woman in the cast.
Bunch of hot, sweaty men.
Homo. There's one speech where he leads him in the battle, and he's using all this ye old terminology, and I thought it was. That's a movie that I might be an island unto myself.
Homo.
I haven't seen it yet, but I wouldn't mind.
I think a heterosexual guy might like it because it had like that old time war stuff.
Yeah, there's a lot of war.
I mean, you like it because he wears like his tight Paul Revere and the Raider pants.
You know me so well.
Hello.
It's the only reason.
Don Mike, radio guy.
That's the only reason.
I was hoping that he'd fall in the water at some point.
Hello, you're on the air.
You'd think.
Don Mike, radio guy.
Hi there.
I'd just like to say I've been a listener of your show for 10 years, first time caller.
You like Russell Crowe? Do you like Gladiator movies?
I can do without them.
Right.
Okay.
What can we do? What can we do for you, my straight friend?
I just like as above all the
my,
crap.
My gay friend. What?
Yes. Above all the crap that's been going on over the years.
No, we're not above the crap. Trust me, we're right at the level of crap.
Okay. Just like to say, gentlemen, good work. 10-year listener.
Shut up!
Thank you. Oh, now, Mike.
God, he was driving me nuts. It took 20 minutes
for
him to get the simplest thought out. I'm sorry. And he didn't like Gladiator movies.
Well,
he's not a fan.
I'm just pulling your chain, Mike. I like him.
Okay.
Homo.
That's for you. Oh, thank you. I take back everything I say. Now it's contagious. Now I can't talk. Seriously, let me just see if I can duplicate that call. Hello, Don?
Yes, Don and Mike.
I just want to... I want, you are all, I...
Time out. What? Time out.
Yeah?
One more thing I got to mention before the break.
Sure.
And this is a nerd update.
Yeah.
There is a new Xbox that is coming out very soon.
Is there really?
I'm not going to even talk about that. I'm going to tell you about Sony PS3.
Ooh, PlayStation 3.
It is three times, I take that back, 10 times, I take that back, 20 times, I take that back, 35 times more powerful than PS2. It will support up to 7 wireless controllers and has outputs for 2 HD TVs.
Oh, my God.
It will be backwards compatible, meaning all the PlayStation and PS2 games will work. It will come with the Blu-ray DVD and support 1080p for HD TV. I am excited about this. Thank you.
Will you be able to play it on the internet like all your other games?
Yes.
Oh, that's one.
But I've invested money in Xbox, and there's a new Xbox coming out, but Sony's not coming out with PS3 until 2006.
No, I can't wait the whole year.
And Star Wars opens tomorrow.
Oh, fantastic. And Chewbacca's back.
Chewie's back. They're whoring that out everywhere.
Oh,
God. With popsicles and with cereal and with computer games.
Toys,
more than ever for the Star Wars thing. On the Reza show the other day, he's announcing who's on the show.
Right.
And today, Terry Hatcher, and also from NASCAR, Jeff Gordon, and Chewbacca. So this is what it was.
Mm-hmm.
It was scripted. That obviously was scripted. Some guy in the costume comes out, and all he said was, and Regis and Kelly had to read questions off cards.
Oh, my God.
And his answers were then, like, closed captioned on the bottom. His, what were supposed to be funny answers.
Uh-huh.
Hold on just a second.
Mm-hmm.
About something on TV that was funny. Nobody watched the Britney Spears show last night.
No.
It's fantastic because... It's the word raw has been used, and it's raw because it's so unprofessional.
Right.
It's these two idiots, Britney Spears and Kevin Federline, walking around with not even home video quality, not even the type of video that you would use if you were making a home
video. That bad, huh?